stars and chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream.
All right, Bill Martin, neon signs. What do you got to say about neon signs, buddy?
They're outdoors.
Sometimes.
That's true.
Sometimes they're inside.
Are neon signs a thing of the past?
Not as far as I know.
Do they still make neon signs?
I believe they do.
I don't know.
For a few dollars more.
I guess you're right. Their sign manufacturers probably rolling their eyes as they're waking up to the Carolina outdoors here on News 1110, 99.3 WBT, the voice of Don Yeager on the left side of your radio dial, Bill Barty on your right side. We're glad that you're waking up to the Carolina outdoors, or maybe you are listening via podcast and you're wide awake in the middle of the day. That is accessible at jessebrowns.com. Just head over to podcast where we have all four segments of our weekly program available for your listening pleasure. Don, the reason we're talking about neon signs is because our next guest has a project and a passion with neon signs. He's an eighth generation Charlottean who has had adventures all over the place, and he's going to share that on Thursday, September 21st at Storytellers Night at Jesse Brown's. That's going to kick off at 6 p.m. Come hear a neighbor's adventure, three 20-minute stories, one of which is Signs of the Times by Christopher S. Lawing, and he is our next guest right now. Christopher, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Good morning. Thank you both for having me. This is great.
Well, we're excited to have you. We're really excited to learn about this passion that you have called the CLTSignsProject.com. That's the website. But tell us your background and how you got into the history and the passion of the neon signs of Charlotte.
Well, you know, it started out, as most things do, very small and kind of unintentional. I started out with just a love for color and design and some local history, but also photography. And it was about 7 years ago, it was summer of 2010, that I first started taking some of these pictures around Charlotte, you know, places that I had grown up with or places that I had heard my parents talk about being around when they were kids growing up in Charlotte. And so I started taking pictures, whether it was on digital or on film, and one picture became two, which became four, which became eventually a lot more. And they are all of the signs, neon signs, bright, colorful, hand-painted signs that are around our city, you know, many more than we would realize.
Well, right now you're talking to a whole lot of people who may be old Charlottians, and currently you're blasting up and down the eastern seaboard via WBT's airwaves. But you have a whole lot of new Charlottians and Charlotte area people who are listening as well. Tell us some of the most famous of Charlotte's neon signs.
Very true, yes. So there's probably, I'd say, two or three that ubiquitously are known, you know, as far as a Charlotte sign. The better known one is downtown, right, smack dab downtown Charlotte, and it's Ratcliffe Flowers. And the fascinating thing about that sign is the business is no longer there. So there used to be a floral shop on Tryon Street. It's South Tryon Street, actually. And it closed many years ago. It still operates as a wholesale florist out of East Charlotte. But the sign is still there, and it's a piece of public artwork. It still lights up every night, and the city keeps it maintained. It's bright green and red and blue. And it is, it's amazing because, you know, bankers and people that walk downtown are going past it each morning and each night. And I'd say that's probably the better known sign. And it's actually Charlotte's oldest sign. It dates from 1929. So it's Charlotte's oldest neon sign that we still have up in our region.
Wow. There's another one. I don't know if this is neon or not. I know it's not there now, and I don't know. It went away, but it was in between the 277 Beltway. The JFG sign of Charlotte, was that a neon sign, and what happened to that?
Oh, yes, sir. You nailed that second one. That's a beautiful blue and red and incandescent bulb sign. So the blue and the red are the neon. And that was a towering sign that was on a billboard off of the 277 loop for many years. And it went up in 1964. It came down in 2009 and was restored by a local company. And it reappeared a couple years after that over at the Music Factory. So it was above their beach volleyball. And I can only imagine playing some beach volleyball at the Music Factory with the glow shining down on you, at night to give you light.
And having a hot cup of JFG coffee while you're playing beach volleyball.
Yes, that's awesome.
Where did that Bud Light sponsorship go? We've got the JFG sign
serving
here.
Coffee.
Yes.
Now, signs are art, and one of the things that amazes me is we'll tear down a sign and put up a piece of quote-unquote art. For example, the Queens Park Tower sign that was on South Boulevard for years was really a landmark. We tore it down and put up some disc wheels. What's up with that?
That is funny. I know. It's disc wheels replaced it. Interesting thing, though, is that sign was saved by D.H. Griffin when they were contracted to start work on that site. And Historic Charlotte, which is now part of the Charlotte Museum of History, they actually took applications for individuals and organizations who would preserve that history of the Queen Park sign. And it eventually was given to a group called Queen Park Social, and they have a bowling alley and kind of a eatery and a beer garden area across from the original location. So they built a new tower, and it's small. It's maybe 30 feet high, but it's pretty good size. And they put that sign back up there. So they are reusing that history for a little bit of art for themselves.
Well, you can see it right over there where the old Queen Park is, I guess, right off of South Boulevard in that brewing district of Charlotte now. I guess they call that South End. That's the deep, dark side of South End as it continues to grow down South Tryon and South Boulevard. Our guest, Christopher Lawing, he's going to be at Jesse Brown's for the Storytellers Night, Thursday, September 21st, 6 p.m. is start time. Come hear a neighbor's adventure, his story, Signs of the Times. We're looking forward to that. It's open to the public, free of charge, so people can come on in. We'll have the three storytellers there for questions and answers. Christopher, you've got a website that has 120 photographs of these signs. The website, let me give it out, is cltsignsproject.com. People can go there. They can also come meet you. Besides storytellers at Jesse Brown's, you're going to be at Festival in the Park later on in September, signing a new book that's upcoming.
I will. Very excited for it. And it's at the printing press right now. So it's hopefully rolling off as we speak, but it'll be full color. It'll be a coffee table style book, and really want to just share the history of our area that we still have with newcomers and natives alike.
His name's Christopher Lawing. Christopher, thank you so much for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors. Also, Jim Zoki of the Carolina Panthers broadcast team, thank you for joining us, as well as Angela Broom, Regional Director of the American Red Cross.